Hello, friends, and welcome. The sermon tonight is entitled The Last Chance. Yes, friends, 1998 is fast approaching, and a lot of people out there have come to expect the church to start singing a different tune about the judgment day. They say, hey, did you hear the news? The Berlin Wall has fallen. Things are getting better. We say, is that so? They say, hey, did you read the paper? The Russians are now our friends. Things are getting better. We say, is that so? They say, hey, did you see it on CNN? We won the war. Things are getting better. Is that so? And now they come a-running and a-cheering, saying, roll out the barrel. We now have a new president. The Republicans are out. The recession is over. It's the year of the woman. Everybody get naked. Ooh, you poor, pitiful little pinks. Do you really think an eternity of sin can be erased so easily? Are we now supposed to embrace the conspiracy and call off the Axis invasion? Do you actually believe you can defuse an entire revolution with a few scraps of conspiracy compromise? Never! These petty little sidelines of have a nice day news don't divert our attention from the real issue, not for a second! Dateline, Washington, new conspiracy president sworn into office, promises new conspiracy health care plan to keep worker drones healthy and make more capable of serving the state. More to follow. Dateline, New York, UN meets for conspiracy roll call vote of conspiracy agenda for global conspiracy world domination. Renegade nations refusing to conform to new world order will be penalized. More to follow. Dateline, planet Earth, conspiracy in last-ditch effort to avert bloody overthrow, attempts to utilize all arms of conspiracy propaganda machine to convince subgenius rebel-rousers world is now A-OK. Member for conspiracy high command states, quote, conspiracy no longer hostile, conspiracy now friend of little guy, end quote. Well, 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 the world is getting better. We should just call off the invasion before it's too late. Wrong! You can fool some of the subgenies some of the time, but you can't fool any of the overmen any other time. They're much too in tune to the wily ways of the wicked one. I'm talking about you, Mr. Pink Boy. Yes, you! The one with the firm handshake and the easy smile. You're not tricking anyone with your bold new vision or JFK idealism. We in the church go by one credo. Ask not what the conspiracy can do to you, but what you can do to the conspiracy. And come July 5th, 1998, we're going to put that motto into simultaneous global orchestration. We're overthrowing the conspiracy, and we're executing the ringleaders, along with anyone else who tries to stop us. Now, to some, this may seem a little extreme. That's perfectly normal. To the average man in the street, witnessing a public execution of a criminal may also appear extreme. After all, chances are that the man is unfamiliar with the crimes of the criminal. He was too busy making a living to notice what misdeeds the condemned perpetrated on society before being brought to justice. Add to that the criminal's emotional last words, his pleas for mercy, his insistence of his own innocence, and his reciting of all the good deeds he ever accomplished. Then imagine the prisoner's family stepping forth, begging for his life, and witnesses filing forward to testify to the innocence of this great man so wrongly accused. It should be no surprise that even an intelligent but uninformed person would find themselves feeling sorry for the poor soul and wishing him a pardon. If respected newspapers were produced and showed article after article supporting the accused, even the most skeptical in the crowd would likely become sympathetic. Why? Because they would see in that individual before them not a criminal guilty of crimes against humanity, but themselves falsely accused and condemned to death for crimes they never committed. By now, the executioner should be more worried about their lives than the prisoner should his. The crowd might well demand clemency, and if refused, storm the guards and free the prisoner by force. If you were part of this intervention, you would probably feel proud for the good deed you performed and the terrible injustice you averted. But if a few weeks later you learn that the prisoner you saved was an insane serial killer, that the witnesses that testified were all paid actors, and that the newspapers you believed were all frauds, you might start to regret having been so compassionate. Then by some quirk of fate, if you stumbled onto incontrovertible evidence that the man you freed had devoted his life to destroying yours, that his new obsession was to capture you, torture you, and sell your loved ones into slavery, well, you'd probably start to feel anger. Anger at yourself for being fooled. Anger at the actors who tricked you and the newspapers that lied to you. And anger at all the mental dweebs still running around out there claiming the bastard is really reformed and just misunderstood. This is how we at the church feel about the conspiracy. Each and every one of us at one time or another believed the conspiracy. Each and every one of us in one way or another served the conspiracy. And every single one of us in no uncertain terms knows that the conspiracy is out to get us. Every day it tries to capture us, torture us, and enslave our kind. And every single time we get close to destroying the monster, some well-meaning but ignorant bystander starts whining that we're being too severe, too extreme. They say that the conspiracy is actually innocent. They say they know because they read all about it in the conspiracy newspapers or saw it all explained to them on conspiracy TV. They insist that our allegations are exaggerated, that the conspiracy is getting better, and that we should just mellow out. They try to tell us that we ought to give the conspiracy slack. Dear, dear friends, these poor misguided morons may be in the dark now, just as we were before. And we may have acted back then just as stupid as they're acting now. But that doesn't mean we don't have the right, nay the duty, to destroy the conspiracy while we have the chance. Do not be taken in by any last-minute media blitz that tries to convince you that the conspiracy has suddenly turned over a new leaf, because it hasn't. The noose is around its neck. What do you expect the conspiracy to say? We deserve to die? Kill us? No, the conspiracy will look and act nicer now than it ever has before. So don't be fooled. If you hesitate, even for a second, you give the conspiracy a chance to win the crowd over. And if that happens, you may find yourself on trial with no more exes around to pull your fat from the firing squad. There's only one X day, dear friends. Don't blow it. July 5th, 1998, kill the conspiracy. Cut off its head and launch it through the cosmos. Here into the wood of our praise, Bob. Amen.